is The Chieftains, and anybody who's familiar with Irish music has heard this band for the last 50 years. It's been a long time since the group formed. There was a time when Irish music was popularly represented by the Clancy Brothers. Since then, The Chieftains have won Grammys, collaborated with astronauts and a host of diverse musical stars, including on their new album. They've also toured relentlessly, and they play the Mondavi Center tonight. I spoke to the group founder, Paddy Maloney, in advance of the show, and I asked him what was going on in 1962 when he formed the group.
Yeah, that was when the first album came out. In fact, it was quite a few years before that in preparation until I, you know, got together with the right guys and picked the right sound and came up with this unique, what they say, sound of the Chieftains, which has spread the gospel about our great folk art throughout the world.
And when you formed the band, from what you're saying, it sounds like it was a pretty conscious thing to do something that was a traditional Irish music. So this didn't just arise out of you guys playing down at the pub or anything.
No, not at all, no. That was one of the reasons I wanted to make sure to keep out of pubs. If I wanted to, not that I don't go there or enjoy it, let me tell you, but to get the sound of the band, you know, we wanted to get on stage, all the major stages throughout the world, to the Sydney Opera House and Albert Hall in London, which was the big kickoff for us in 75. We went full-time professional at that time, having sold it out in 2 years, twice into 1 year. And Carnegie, of course, which we've done so many times, and we're finishing this tour there March 17, and Carnegie Hall with Low Anthem, one of the groups, the young bands and groups that are on the new CD.
Right, I saw that, and I want to get to talking about all the different groups that you play with on here.
Yes.
But going back to the roots of the band.
Sure.
So you weren't, this is something that was very conscious and it sounds like very ambitious from the very start.
Very ambitious. You know, I had, observed the Clancy Brothers in the 50s, you know.
Oh, right, yeah.
The Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, and their great success with the Irish ballads. And they sort of opened up the way there for that kind of thing. And I just felt, you know, trad music, you know, it could easily do the same. And I was ambitious, and I created my own sounds and played, pulled all the right strings, and I was in a good place at the right time. And,
uh-huh.
You had disc jockeys like John Peel, who was an international, well-known disc jockey and number one in Europe.
BBC, right?
That's right, yeah. And he was playing us in amongst Stones and Beatle tracks, you know. So I said, must be something here,
yeah.
Winning an Oscar for that. And
yeah.
We have 6 Grammys and many, many... many nominations as well. And the last album, I should mention, you know, the San Patricio, which I really enjoyed doing. We have a lovely young group from San Francisco who are part of that CD, which had Roy Cooder as well, of course,
mm-hmm.
on it. And they're the Los Anzongles. And they're going to make a guest appearance on your concert as well. They're fabulous, and we've had them in Europe with us.
Paddy, let's listen to a little bit of a track from the album.
Sure.
And let's listen to the one that you just mentioned. What was the title again?
School Day's Over.
Okay.
Low Anthem, yeah.
School day's over, come on then, John. Time to be getting your pit boots on with the sark and moleskin trousers. Time you were on your way, time you were learning the pitman's job and earning the pitman's pay.
I should mention, incidentally, that little choir intro on it has my grandson singing in it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so going back to that, and going back, you mentioned, I do want to talk more about the album, but I want to go back to the very beginning because it's interesting to me how you started. Mm. When you started in 1962, you mentioned John Peel, and you mentioned the Beatles. You actually started while the Beatles hadn't even recorded an album yet when you started, just to put things in context for people. But you went in a completely different direction. They were going forward into pop music and doing things like that, and you were very consciously going back into something older.
Yes.
What made you think, because the Clancy Brothers, who you mentioned, are very kind of straight ahead. The Chieftains is a much more sort of musically expansive, right?
Yes. Well, you know, the music itself, it's the roots, it's the basis. And even on this new album, a lot of the songs come from old Irish melodies. I just felt, you know, this great, great, colossal music song that you know, that we inherited from our fathers and grandfathers before us. And, you know, it came alive, and I helped to bring it there. I was one of the people, and many others did as well, of course, but I think we spread the gospel throughout the world about, and it was really, that's what has held us together, is this great folk music.
But the irony of that is that you have ended up performing with loads and loads of pop artists. I mean, the Rolling Stones, The Who, I mean, really, really big names. So how does your music fit together, which is so traditional, fit together with so many modern artists like Bon Iver's on the new album? How does it all fit together?
Well, particularly the younger bands of this, I was so surprised. I hadn't heard of practically any of the wonderful artists that are on the new album, and that a lot of those musicians, and from the James Galway of the classical world, right across the board, have come and admired what we've done, and a great surprise and great honour for me that the younger bands of this new generation that we've recorded recently, you know, sort of, they were delighted to take part.
I'm speaking with Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary tour with a performance on February 22nd at the Mondavi Centre. There's a track on the album that's quite a lengthy track. It's called The Chieftains Reunion. Why is it called that?
You might say this is the anchor track, because I was trying to figure out what sort of road to go down with this, the 50th year album. But it had to have, you know, the retired members like Sean Potts, who's 83 years of age now,
right,
and Michael Tubridy, 81, you know, and to invite them into what you could call a live session. It was just incredible. The DVD, of course, comes with a CD.
Let's listen to a little segment of that, just so people know what we're talking about. This is The Chieftains. Chieftains Reunion. How many members of the band now who are on tour were actually in that original group?
Four, and Trina Marshall now has taken, and she is one of the best harpers I've ever heard in my life. Incidentally, that I wanted to cover everything. We went to space, to the space station.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, the Chieftains in Orbit. What's that about?
Katie Coleman, an astronaut, friend of mine for 20 years, my son introduced her to me, he's a rocket scientist with NASA for 11 years, and she plays flute. So she was going up into space for 6 months, and she asked Matt Malloy for his flute, a flute that she could bring with her. And I gave her a tin whistle and a tune or two. And, you know, she actually played, sent a message to us for Patrick's Day down the line to his iPad. And it appeared in the, and this is Katie Coleman from the, and her hair sticking up in the air, you know, and she sent a message to us, and the flute is floating around on the whistle, and she grabs hold of the whistle, and she starts to play. This is a tune Paddy gave me, and called Fanny Power. And so you play that, and you know, during that she actually disappears off up into the air out of sight, you know.
on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, yeah. And I took the tune, and we have the video as well to prove it, on the CD. And what I do is I melt the chieftain's fuse it into that particular track, which we will play for you as well.
Okay. Paddy Maloney, the Chieftains. How much longer do you think the band is going to carry on? This is quite a tradition you've got going. 50 years is a long time.
Oh, God, it's a long time. But, you know, I was once, my wife was asked, is he ever going to retire? That was about 12 years ago. And he said, well, he's in rehearsal for retirement, you know. So here we are, and I cannot see any stop. But, you know, this is the busiest year of our career. And next year they're already popping things in for us, you know. So it's going to be difficult, you know.
Well, thank you, Paddy Maloney, the Chieftains at the Mondavi Center. Thanks so much for joining us.
God bless you there. Thank you.
And we have a link to the Chieftains' website and the chance to listen to some of their music on our website, capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm David Watts Barton. Insight's assistant producers are James Morrison and Lynn Weaver. Today's associate producer was Sosin Marar. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. And thank you for joining us.